Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A countdown has been on at the Franklin Park Zoo the past few days for the blooming of a so-called corpse flower. It gets its name from the smell of rotting flesh it gives off when it blooms, which sometimes happens only once a decade. And last night, that reeking bloom finally began.
Isn't that something? Wow. Take a picture.
Wow, you guys, what do you think?
Oh, no, it's bad. Ugh.
This plant has been nicknamed Morticia. And since Friday, nearly 12,000 people have visited the zoo to get a whiff of its stench. When I got there at about 11 o'clock this morning to smell it myself, I ran into Matt Allmiller of Hyde Park exiting the greenhouse where the plant lives. I asked him what kind of odor I should expect when I walked in.
It doesn't smell as bad as they said. It smells like a wet dog. A wet dog who's been running around the woods all day. That's what I would say.
Okay, that didn't sound too bad. So I braced myself and stepped into the steamy greenhouse, which was a sweltering 93 degrees with 65% humidity.
Oh, it does have a kind of... Yeah, it's just a little... Just a kind of an odor in the air, right?
Now, understand that by this morning, the plant had been in bloom since about 9 o'clock last night. And a corpse flower's worst smell comes in the first few hours after it's bloomed. So Morticia's full force had worn off a bit by the time today's crowds arrived, but it was still a twisted thrill for Alan Stern of Needham.
To walk in here and be hit with that stench of rotting flies and flesh is fabulous.
Why is it fabulous?
Because you don't experience that at any other time, and to see something so beautiful and large and happen so infrequently, I think, is really neat.
The plant is large, by the way. It's almost 5 feet high, it weighs 200 pounds, and at its center is a tall, pointed, protruding growth that looks like a spear. That, you immediately realize, is why the plant's Latin name is Amorphophallus titanium. But most people came to see Morticia for her scent, not her looks. Here's how 7-year-old Salima Chan of Bedford described the odor.
Bad.
How bad is it?
Medium.
Medium bad?
Her 8-year-old sister, Alethea, gave a similar verdict.
This is a better smell than I expected. I thought I needed a gas mask.
You thought you would need a gas mask? Mm-hmm. And do you still think so, or is it bearable right now?
It's okay.
But another little girl nearby seemed to disagree. She was covering her nose with a handkerchief. One woman said the flower reminded her of low tide. Another said the smell wasn't so much bad as it was unpleasant. And then there was this description.
One person said it reminded them of a dead mouse in between the floorboards.
That's Harry Liggett, the zoo's horticulturalist. He says corpse flowers are native to the Indonesian island of Sumatra, and he arranged for the zoo to get Morticia and 4 other corpse flowers from a New Hampshire grower, although he wasn't around to see Morticia bloom last night.
I kind of think I'm kind of glad I didn't witness it.
Is there a little part of you, the sort of horticulture-loving part of you, that wishes you had been there in its full force odor?
You know it, but I've been working crazy hours these days, just staying with it, talking to the public, and I was turning into a corpse myself at that point. So.
But if you wanted to experience the stench, you've basically missed your window. By the time we left this morning, zoo officials said the plant's petals were already starting to droop and wilt, and any remaining odor was fading fast. If you'd like to see photos of Morticia the corpse flower, you can go to WBUR.org.